Okay, well, welcome everybody to the TDC Connected meeting for February 2016. Today we're going to discuss current repair pricing. It's been a couple of years since we visited this issue. I know the last time we visited this issue, a lot of people benefited from it, learning that not only their competitors locally, but franchise owners, you know, as a whole nationwide had increased much of their pricing to obviously realize more profits. So at the request of many of our franchise owners, I asked some of you to send in your repair pricing, your current repair pricing. And we got a lot of various pricing. So what I did is I compiled the basic numbers for the basic repairs. So I sent you all a file called Standard Repair Pricing, and that is just a small file that represents high speeds, steel and ceramic, high speed turbines, low speed overhauls, basic, not including the CAVO. That would get pretty in depth for just a simple form. Attachments, scalers, and some electric stuff. There's several different electrics out there, so I kind of expanded a little bit on that part of it. And it's just a basic repair sheet, so you can validate what your pricing is and that of what your fellow franchise owners is. This whole sheet is basically or only includes that from your fellow franchise owners, not any other competition that's out there. Secondarily, one of the franchise owners, Harvey Fox in Pennsylvania, sent me his price sheet. It's a little bit more in-depth. I also included it in the email, and it's just really, it flows well. It's really easy to follow. You may not agree 100% with his prices. I know you don't because I've seen your pricing out there. So some of you are a little higher. Some of you are a little lower. Some of you are kind of right on that. But we'll go over that as well. So that's the introduction. We're going to cover both the standard pricing, and then we're going to go a little bit more in-depth. And then you guys can ask each other or me, and we can, you know, kind of open the floor to others on where we should be on some of this stuff. There's some pretty wide variances that we'll go over. If you do not have these files in front of you, that's okay. We're going to spell it out as we move along through it. That way, if you are on the road and pulled over like Jim Scott is, you can follow along no problem and probably even participate as well. So real quick here, I'm going to go over the standard instructions, and that is all of your lines are currently muted. And why we do that is to eliminate any background noise that kind of come up for, you know, to make it clear for everyone else. But you can unmute your line and participate in the call by simply hitting *6 on your telephone. That'll unmute your line. You can participate, stand on the floor, essentially have the microphone. And then when you're done with what you have to contribute, simply hit *6 again, and that'll remute your line. And we ask you to do that just in case there is that background noise that gets in the way. So without further ado, I'm going to kind of go through at least the standard repair pricing averages. What I did is I took the high, I took the low, and I posted that on this standard repair pricing list. And then I didn't take the average because that wouldn't have made sense, because some of the highs are too high, some of the lows are too low, and it would skew it incorrectly. So what I did is I added a third column, which was the most common price that I saw that you guys were charging on the high speeds, low speeds, attachments, etc. So I'm going to go through that with you now, and then as soon as I get through this, I'll open the floor and ask some questions from maybe some specific people, and then if you have something to contribute, go ahead and hit *6 and add as well. But we'll go through the standard repair pricing real quick here. So looking at high speeds, there's two basic repairs. You're going to have a steel overhaul and a ceramic overhaul. And we had pricing, believe it or not, that varied anywhere from $84 on the low side to $139.95 on the high side. The most common price, however, was $89.95. So as you see, that's not an average of $84 and $139.95. because those were kind of outlier prices, not very common. One person was at $139.95. Only one person I found was as low as $84. But the most common price that you guys are charging for a high-speed overhaul is $89.95. That's on a steel bearing overhaul. Now, if we look at the ceramic bearing overhauls, we had some wide variance as well. The low was $139.95. The high was $179.95. Again, we didn't take the average, but the most common price, which is probably 7 out of 10 of you, had a price of about $139.95 on a ceramic bearing high-speed overhaul. And then thirdly, with regard to the high speeds, we'll look at the turbine replacement. The low on the turbine replacement, basic turbine replacement, was $155.30. The high was $219.95. Now, these turbine replacements are aftermarket turbine replacements, whether it's the Microtek spindle or maybe the Timken spindle, not an OEM turbine, obviously. And that price, most common price found was $189.95. So we looked at a low of $155. That person might want to bring his up slightly. We found a high of $219.95. Now, obviously, if you look at those high numbers, guys, and you're there or close to that high number, and you're not having any kind of a pushback from your customers, by all means, I would recommend staying there. I would say, though, or add, if you're on the low side, let's say the individual that's $155.30 for his average turbine replacement, and he sees that the most common price amongst his fellow franchise owners is $189.95, you really might consider raising your pricing. You may be leaving $20, $30 on the table every time you do a turbine replacement. If you add up how many that is in a year, I'm sure that's probably several thousand dollars. So we can have that discussion in a few moments. The low-speed overhaul, that's a little bit of a wild card. There are several low speeds out there, so when I got that average low speed pricing from you guys, the folks that were kind enough to send us their pricing, you know, you may have $110 as your low price, but in reality, that's a maybe for you, that's a one-off. So this number may not be a true representation of what you individually charge, but I did have a low of $110 on a low speed overhaul. We had a high of $209.95. And the most common price listed for low-speed overhauls was $189.95. You'll see if you're looking at the standard repair pricing sheet that I sent out, you'll see that this does not include CAVOs. CAVOs are so all over the board that we're going to have to look at kind of an individual CAVO handpiece breakdown to see what kind of average pricing we have there. We released one a couple of years ago for you guys with the different CAVOs on it. And we can either revisit that or come up with a new list for you, maybe a new and updated list on those items to give you a better idea. But the average was, or the most common price was $189.95 on the low-speed overhaul. So if you're still sitting there, I think years ago it was pretty common for folks to charge $159.95 on their low-speed overhauls. You may consider raising that $20 or $30 as well without getting probably much or any pushback from your customers. Attachments is a little bit different because there's so many different attachments out there. But again, the low price that I received was $70. I assume that's for the straight attachment. And then the higher price was $89.95. $89.95. So a little bit of a typo there. But $89.95 was pretty much the most common price as well. So if you're around that price, you're doing good. Scalers, for whatever reason, it's been about $140 since I started in 1999. It was $140 for a scaler overhaul. It's still that today. The fact that you can get $140 for four quad rings and a rotor and maybe a flex tubing and a couple of crimp rings is a pretty nice profit margin. So the industry has just kind of stayed there, it looks like. I got a low of $130 from you guys and a high of $149.95. But the most common price we saw on the scalers, which is true to form from 1999 and it's true today, believe it or not, is $140. And then lastly, before we start taking some input, we'll look at the electrics. And I broke those up into three categories, guys. CAVO, W&H, and Sirona seem to garner the same price. NSK and Star, obviously both of those are made by NSK. Those are roughly the same price. And then B&R and Midwest E-Stylus were the same price. So if we look at the CAVO, W&H, and Sirona, there's a reason why it's in its own category, and that is because it can be overhauled or turbine cartridge and typically drive shaft bearings can be replaced. So what we're looking at on the overhaul for the Cavo electrics, we had a low of 130. That's just way too low. So if somebody is still that low, and it's great if you're doing the repair yourself and you're changing the turbine cartridge bearings and the drive shaft bearings, but 130 is just so far below what the market is getting, that if you are down in that low to mid or even probably high hundreds on a Cavo, W&H, or Sirona overhaul, you're not just leaving $20 or $30 on the table. You're probably leaving a couple $100 on the table. Because we looked at a common price of $395.99 from the several folks that did submit pricing to me, which means they're getting it. And if they're not getting it, I'll ask them to talk about why when we open the floor here in just a minute. But we're looking at a basic overhaul price on an electric of $395.99. And if it does require a turbine cartridge and maybe some drive shaft bearings, we're looking at an average or most common price of $595. So those are kind of the two prices. I had one person gave me a breakdown, and they listed every single part that went into an electric attachment. And so they had literally six different prices for a Cavo electric attachment. I think we need to simplify that a little bit, guys. Maybe at the most three different options on that, but two is the most common. The NSK Instar, as you guys know, is just a turbine cartridge replacement. I think that's a couple of $100. Usually, especially on the newer style Star and NSK, it just takes two 40435 bearings on that drive shaft. So we looked at a low on that repair for NSK and Star of $399.95, a high of $499.95, and the most common price was $449.95, just barely. It was basically, there were two most common prices. It was either basically $450 or $499. So if you're in that range, you're probably right on the mark. And then lastly, looking at B&R and Midwest Stylus, E-Stylus, those typically are factory repairs. So most folks were at the $599.95 mark on both the B&R and the Midwest E-Stylus. Midwest has been going downhill, in my opinion. What they did last year is they split up from Dentsply. I don't know if you guys knew that, but they split the companies. And as soon as they split the companies, their customer service went down the drain and their pricing went up. So that's never a good combination. So the Midwest E-Stylus, we're going to have to kind of figure things out there and see what we can do on the repair side for those. We got to just get some options in line for that, and probably ought to do so with the B&R as well. They've constantly have some problems with Switzerland getting parts out of there, and we're going to work with Bud on getting some better repair options available there. But right now we're looking at a most common price on those is $599.95. So that was it, guys. That was the standard repair pricing that I wanted to at least go through with you. We have a lot more in-depth price sheet that Harvey Fox was able to send us. But we probably need to open the floor to some questions now. I'm sure some of you know where you are in relation to that pricing that I just mentioned, and probably have some questions as to, you know, can I raise my pricing? What kind of brushback did you get when you raised pricing to X amount? Or you may just question why the pricing's where it is, let's say for a Cavo electric versus an NSK or Star versus a low-speed handpiece. So at this point, without getting too in-depth on some of the other stuff, the Cavo 68Gs and latch heads and Star torque multipliers and stuff like that, I'll open the floor to anybody who has a question or comment. Again, hit *6, guys, on your phone to unmute and take the floor. Okay, well, it doesn't sound like we have any questions or comments, I guess.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
Hey, David. Tony here.
Hey, Tony. How's it going?
I know, like, on the attachments, like, if I do a new cartridge and a latch head, push-button latch head, you know, I charge a little bit more than the $89.95.
Absolutely, yes.
you know, and I kind of was going by what was in the co-pilot book when we got those sheets. So.
Okay, perfect. The attachments I noticed, Tony and Gore and whoever else does question that, the attachments were basically straight attachments,
mm-hmm.
I felt, because people listed Midwest, people listed NSK, people listed Star,
mm-hmm.
no straight attachments for that question. That's how they answered that question, so that's why that number's where it's at, Tony.
Correct.
For instance, a turbine cartridge for a push-button NSK or Star
mm-hmm.
head, which is also considered an attachment, I think that cartridge is, what, $64 or $68?
Yeah.
So guys are typically charging $129.95 for that replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And I see on some of these lists people are at $149.95 for that. So you may do a clean lube and test on the contra-angle itself and then change the turbine cartridge and that push-button head,
mm-hmm.
you know, and charge $129 to $195.
Yeah, because $129.95 is what I charge.
$149, yeah. Okay. Okay, so you're at $129.95 on that?
Yeah, that's usually what I charge on those.
Yep. That if I had a most common price for that exact repair,
mm-hmm.
that's where it would be. It's at $129.95. There's some
okay.
$149.95s listed for that repair.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have room to bump it slightly. But while I've got you on the floor, Tony, I'm going to ask you,
yeah.
Where are you at on your, because you sent me your list, and I won't even mention the number, but it seemed low.
Yeah.
Where are you at on electric handpiece?
Well, that's kind of my old listing. That's why I said I'm getting ready to do new brochures,
okay.
and that's why I was going to change that, and I was just kind of holding off for this meeting. Usually I'm around $395 on up to $595 is
okay.
what it is. Yeah.
Okay. Most people list on their price flyer that they give to their doctors
mm-hmm.
$395.95. And up.
Mm-hmm.
That would be if there were that would be the most common, you know, number as I listed there on the repair mm-hmm. sheet. I don't know if you've had a chance to open it.
Yes, I did. I made hard copies of it.
Yeah. So the most common price on that overhaul was $395.99. So we'll get together on your price flyer and raise it up to represent more accurately what you are charging.
Yeah.
If you want, I would recommend it.
Yeah. All righty.
Yeah, so the attachments, guys, is a great question, Tony. The attachments, the $89.95 was typically what guys are charging for the straight attachments, whether it's a, you know, NSK, the Midwest, the Star, new and old style, and a couple others. And Kavo usually garners a little bit more. Most folks are about $129.95, $119.95 on the Kavo. All right, Gord. I'm sorry, Gord, that we had two guys on the floor at the same time.
Worries.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just curious about the Midwest East Stylus. You've got $599.95.
Mm-hmm.
What's our cost from you on that?
Well, the factory charge on that is in the mid to high fours now. U.S.
So that would be
and
like,
I know
$490 or
well, it depends. They used to have pretty standardized pricing,
yeah.
Gord. Once they broke off from Dentsply last year, their pricing got real funky.
Okay.
I mean, I get charged different pricing on the Midwest East Stylus right now, whereas in the past it was always the same.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think I just had some come in at $468, and one came in at $484 or so. They're in that mid to high fours. So if you're at $599.95, you're going to make $120, $140, $150 maybe. So just, you know, they took a bit of the profit margin out of that. So that's why we're looking for some options on that as far as getting turbines in-house and just getting better equipped to not only repair, but then support the repair on the B&R and the Midwest East Stylus, since, as I mentioned, B&R and Midwest are making it less and less profitable to work with them.
Yeah,
it's great that we have these.
Only, I got
go ahead.
Turned down on my estimates. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's great that we have access to OEM, you know, repair from B&R and Midwest, but not when they keep raising their price like that. I don't know if you guys remember, we had access to W&H for OEM repair. And when we first started working with them, they would evaluate the handpiece, and they'd give us these estimates that were in the, I mean, some of them were in like the low to mid threes, which was great. And then towards the end there, they just kept raising their price, raising their price, raising their price, to where our wholesale repair pricing was in the high sixes. I think you were around to see some of that, Gord.
Yep.
I know most of the guys were, and it just got to the point where we couldn't do work with them anymore. Luckily, during that time, we ramped up our you know, parts supply and bearing supply and repair techniques and schematics that we were able to get out to you guys, so that most of you can do the repair now on the W&Hs yourself, just like with the Cavos. But, yeah, so that's kind of the direction that B&R and Midwest are going right now, Gord. So that's something we're going to work on. And,
yeah,
and I know I've had discussions with Bud on what can we do, how can we help you guys with the Midwest
we'll
and B&R repair.
Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome.
Yeah, Dave, can you hear me?
I can.
This is Cecil in Missouri.
Hi,
I appreciate you getting this price sheet out. I was, I have been in the business now for going on 10 years, and I had not raised my prices since the first. And I found out from a Jason franchise that he was $20 ahead of me, and I thought that was a little bit extravagant to try to raise the doctors up on $20, but I did go up $10 to $12 on price, and I haven't heard any kickback at all. In fact, I've some of the doctors say, "Well, we raise our prices. You're welcome to raise yours," you know. So I was interested in trying to get new price sheets, but doggone, I cleaned out my folder one time, and I think all my price sheets went down in the trash can. So I was suffering trying to figure out what my top prices were going to be. So I appreciate you putting those out.
Well, you're very welcome, Cecil. I'm glad that you raised your prices. I can remember years ago, I think it was Alex mentioned that he raised his prices and didn't get any. He expected to get some brush back from his doctors, and I think he said he had, at all his offices, he had one or two of them call him and just ask him about it. And as soon as he explained why he had to raise his prices, they said, "Oh, okay," and on they went.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad you did that. In addition to what I've sent you, it sounds like you may not have it. Dave Reinhardt has really went out and did a really in-depth evaluation of hand pieces and pricing and profit margin and stuff, and he listed as many hand pieces as he could think of. So it's not something you can just glance at and be familiar with. It would take you time to sit down and just kind of go over it and read it line by line. It's obviously an interesting read for us because it's what we do. But that was, I think, he updated it in 2014. And I'll be glad and happy to send that to you, Cecil, and that'll give you a good
idea. I appreciate
it.
Yep.
In addition to these, yeah.
One of the other questions, David, is that we're getting so many different, you know, from the Sable, the new Sable turbines, et cetera, on different, we're getting so many different turbines available to us. I've gotten into some of the 6 month, 9 month, and now even the year that are as within $10 more economical to me with those 12 month warranties, and I find that I'm buying up on the turbines or the parts because I can get a better warranty on them, and I don't suffer as much. And I haven't raised the parts concerning the warranties, which I may, after testing these out and see how they last, I might again raise my prices, offering more warranty for what I'm offering the dentist. I mean, you know, giving them more warranty and charging accordingly.
Well, that's a great point, and I'll expand on it real quick, Cecil, before maybe we move to something else, and that is almost everybody, in fact, I can't think of anybody who sent me their pricing that this isn't true. Everybody that went from a 6-month warranty to a 9 or 12 month warranty, typically to a 12 month warranty, has a raised price for that. So you pay a premium. Some people are charging a $65 premium. Some people are charging a $40 premium. But they took their turbine price and they added that to the total. So if they were charging $199.95, if somebody for a 6-month warranty, if somebody wanted a 1-year warranty, you know, it's, you know, $264.95.
Yeah. That's
so
good.
So they raised the price to represent that extended warranty, and everybody had some sort of an extended warranty option, and typically it was between $40 and $65, Cecil. So absolutely do that. And the great thing is the price point on the Chuck Spindle combos is right at or just a few dollars more than it was, you know, a few years ago when we only had a 6-month warranty, and now you're getting a 12-month warranty.
Right. That's the one thing I wanted to bring up was the fact that can you also give us a some of the Midwest stylus stuff. I mean, there's so many different turbines available. I know that some are better than others with different warranties, et cetera, but I don't know all those warranties, and it would help me to have a sheet on what those warranties are for, another column maybe or something like that, and Excel would give the warranties for each of those.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Cecil.
Because I am, like I said, I'm weeding through these. My first attempt, and I do want to have another brochure. I've been in the low pricing, and I say and up. Well, I'm going above those pricings now, so I'm going to have to make another brochure. So I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay, we definitely can do that for you. And as far as getting your warranty on the stuff, I could rattle it off the top of my head now, but instead I'll just send out an email with that column next to the part number so you guys will have something to reference.
I would appreciate that, David.
And going along that lines, what happened, like you said, there's so many spindles out there now. As you know, when we were at our TDC convention in Vegas, Tim Ropechan and their company, you know, Henry Schein Pro Repair, were releasing the carbide insert spindles as an improved design. At the same time, Sable was developing their spindle, which is out that competes with that at a better price point. So those came around, and then at the same time, Timken, as you know, in large part exited the market. So many of the Timken Dash-A's, that used to be available for the Kavo are no longer available. So it's like in the last 2 years we had this huge, weird influx of Timken on many levels exiting the market, Mionic exiting the spindle market. Both of those were available through us at one point. And then Sable and then, you know, the Henry Schein Pro Repair people developing spindles and making those available to the market. So in the last probably 2 years, we've seen more change incoming and outgoing of spindles than we saw probably in the previous 10 or 12 years combined. I mean, it seemed like it was so standard with the Microtech, then the Timken, and then the Sable line, kind of the premium line, for years and years and years and years, and it was just those three. And then now then Mionic got in, and then Timken backed out of some of the market, and then the Pro Repair came in, and then the Sable offered their value line spindle. So, yeah, there's been a bit of confusion over the last 2 years, so I certainly understand that. And we need to send you guys an updated, probably, chart which will make it easier to know what's available, what's not available, and then the associated warranty that goes with it.
Yeah, that I'd appreciate that. Also,
yep.
The fact of reading these. How is everybody else? I was trying to decide on how I'm to take care of keeping track of the warranties, and I just opted out for as I check it in, I will put I'll go back and on my incoming sheet, I'll go ahead and put a 6-month warranty or a 9-month warranty or a year warranty on the item that I put in. So I'm sort of trying to understand how to take care of keeping track of the warranties on the different turbines that I put in. I sort of was, you know, because I'm having a hard time reading the numbers on the spindles.
Well,
too.
I would say this number one, Cecil. When you get a turbine from us, it comes in a little bag with a white painted label on it, essentially. Then we write the part number on it. Let's say you bought a 40497L. Put the date. Just write the date. Like when you put it in your drawer, keep it in that bag and just write the date on it. So you bought something today, so you're going to write 2/20/24 on the bag. So number one, just please, you know, first in, first out, rotate your stock. The vendors are real finicky about me sending them stuff, especially now that has a date of 14 on it, because they're saying, you know, baloney. Yeah, this thing lasted a long time. So do that, rotate your stock. And I think it was Tony or somebody was talking about a loop that they buy. It's a jewelry loop. Maybe it was Alex Wadowski that helps you it really allows you to see those small serial numbers, Cecil. And
yeah,
I do have
several, but it's still just under my loop. I've got a 10 and a 5 and whatever like that, and I put them, stack them together so I can even see less than that, but. You guys have that microscope in it that makes it nice.
Hey, Dave, Tony here.
Yeah, Tony.
Another thing I use, Cecil, I've got me one of these fluorescent lights that's got the magnifying lens in the center of it.
Yeah.
And then I use the loop as well, and that light helps light up the serial number. And then looking through the light magnifying and the loop, I can pretty well see any of the numbers with no problem.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I do on warranties, what I do when I make my invoice, I always put the serial number of the handpiece on that invoice, and then when I put the spindle chuck assembly down as the part, I always put that serial number that I used on that. That way it's on my invoices. And then I'm kind of old school. In my lab, I keep what I call a warranty book, and every time a handpiece comes in for repair, I'll go to my dentist's page in the notebook. I'll write the date down, the type of handpiece, serial number, the handpiece, and then I've got a little description line where I can put in there what I did to it, and if I do a new turbine, I put that serial number there as well so that when it comes back into my lab, the handpiece, I can always look at their sheet, see if that handpiece has been in, and if it has, when was the last time it was in and what I did to it the last time. And that's how I keep track of my warranties.
Yeah, I do all the above except put the serial number down, and I think that's what I need to start doing,
mm-hmm.
as well as the warranty. So, anyway, I was sort of wondering how everybody was handling that.
Yeah.
So,
and something else I do, too, I also write the serial number on the pouch when that spindle chuck comes in. I'll actually look at the serial number, and I write it down on the pouch, and then that way I do that instead of the date, and then I'll look at the serial numbers when I'm pulling spindle assemblies out. I'll just find the older one with the oldest number on it, serial number, and then that's how I'll rotate mine.
Hey, real quick, guys, I just wanted to kind of, I know this is now getting a little bit specific on your warranty thing, Cecil, but back to the pricing, I did want to mention that if you look at these lists and you're below the number, maybe the most common price that people are charging on this stuff, reevaluate what you're charging. I think you guys might be leaving a lot of money on the table, and Cecil just confirmed it. I can remember talking to franchises over the years that have gone through the price increases, and got almost no brushback from their customers at all. So if it's one of those issues where you're thinking, golly, if I raise my price $10, all my customers are going to fire me, I think that you guys or your peers have proven time and time and time again, whether it went from the $69.95 to the $79.95 and then to the $89.95 typically for an overhaul. In fact, you'll see on some lists, guys are now even at $99.95 for the standard overhaul. That hasn't been the case. So, you know, we've got such a competitive advantage price-wise over the dental supply companies and manufacturers and even some of your competitors that are out there, you know, independent competitors are up near $100 for an overhaul. So please consider doing that if you are below these most common prices of not only your competitors and but also your fellow franchise owners. I don't think you'll be disappointed, and you'll probably realize, you know, several $1,000s in profit at the end of the year when you look at it.
Yeah, that's what I'm finding, David. Right. I'm not getting any kickback at all on it, and I've been very aware of how to handle it. We've been putting something that we've recently raised our prices up. We haven't done it in 10 years, and I hope you understand or something like that. Kathy's putting on the invoice is what we're sending out, but no one so far has come back on us.
Good, good. And then some of the confusion that people have is, what do I price all these weird attachments? So I'll go back to this, Cecil, the Cavo 68Gs and LHAs and the other attachments that are out there, all the different, you know, crazy stuff that's kind of hit the market, whether it's a, you know, just a lab motor, things like the Cavo 181, ProfiWiz, stuff like that. Harv, Dave Reinhardt, Corey and Patty Fisher, I think one or two others, sent me some pretty extensive price lists other than just kind of their basic pricing. So I'm going to be putting that together for you guys, too, with kind of some average prices of what they're charging. So I want to thank everyone who sent in price lists and definitely, you know, Patty and Dave and Harv and a couple others who sent me a really kind of more intensive price list, because that's going to help. And I'll get that out to you guys, because I know, Cecil, you may get back to your lab with a Cavo 20K and go, what in the heck do I charge for this?
Yeah. Well, I lost my price sheet. I threw it away or something, and then I got caught in trying to raise prices, and I've been calling everybody trying to get what they do, you know, and we just, our overhaul is, it went from $89, went up to $99 too, so.
Well, and the basic.
$209 for a turbine.
I think the basic thing, goal that we wanted to accomplish today with this meeting, guys, and Cecil, is for you to know that if you're undercharging your customers, if you're leaving money on the table. You know, there's some people here that were the high numbers on this list, on that standard retail pricing sheet that I sent out, and by no means am I asking anybody to reduce their pricing. If that's what they're getting in their market, they're getting $10 more in Florida for whatever reason than they're getting in Nebraska for their Cavo overhauls, then that's great. But I think the basic just was either, one, to clarify what people are charging for some of this other stuff, let alone the basics, which you all know and probably wanted to see, but that other kind of odd stuff that you just see every once in a while, make sure you're not leaving, you know, $20, $40, $50 on the table every time you fix one of those odds and ends hand pieces as well. So I am going to be doing a follow-up email to all of you with that more intensive price sheet that really lists a lot of different items by specific name.
Yeah, thanks, so David. And when I settle down and get all mine done, I'll send you a price of mine. Too.
Okay. Yeah, I knew we just wouldn't have time to cover every single handpiece that's out there that you guys charge for. So I really wanted to ground in on the basics, especially the electrics. If anybody has any questions on what they're doing with the electrics, please voice your opinion. Which a couple of you already have. And then secondarily, I was just talking to Harv this morning, and in our last TDC conference in Vegas, I was discussing with him, and I can't remember who the other franchise owner is, it escapes me, but we were having a discussion on Cavo LPA repair, and Harv at the time was you know, sending them out for repair. He wasn't doing them in-house. And I was begging Harv to take on that repair, because I consider myself basically just an above-average technician, nothing great. And I told Harv that I personally think an LPA repair is easy. So if I thought it was difficult, I wouldn't maybe just be begging him to do it. And Harv said he got home and he accepted my opinion and then the opinion of the other franchise owner that we were speaking to that was basically saying the same thing. Yeah, Harv, I took it on and I think it's easy too. And so if you're out there and you're not doing maybe some of these electric overhauls, reconsider. Because they're not that difficult, and we'd be more than happy to walk you through every step of it and even send you a couple of loaner hand pieces to work on and practice on. So I don't know why I went on this tangent right here, but I know it'll allow you guys to realize a lot more profit and really speed up your turnaround time on those, especially the Cavo, W&H, and Serona, because I think those are the three that are the easiest to overhaul. And then the NSK and Star, because you simply put in a turbine cartridge, and I think we can all do that. So just
Taken went out there and taken the class on the electrics, and I bought the jigs for the LPA and LHA.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I do repair those, although I had to get past the no warranty situation on the turbines. But once I got into it, I find that I have not had any of the turbines come back. It's pretty good. But one of them, if anything craps out in there, all the bearings fall down and corrupt everything else. So it's good. I was not changing the drive shaft bearings, but now I am. And I'm charging accordingly for that too, because I did have, just like you guys, I had quite a few of those fail. Then they got down into the intermediate gears and corrupted that stuff. So it's well worth buying those jigs, and it's really pretty easy to change those drive shaft bearings out.
If you do one LPA repair, you have paid for every tool that was required for you to repair those moving forward, right?
Yes. Yep.
So it's not that they're very expensive. You know, it's $20 for this and $28 for that and, you know, $46 or whatever for the press tool. So it's, you add them all up, if it's $200 maybe, you've paid for all of those by doing one single repair. So I appreciate that validation, Cecil. It's just... I think it's basic repair, especially if you have the proper tools. And, you know, chances are, you know, you're going to do, I don't know, I would think 20-plus of these a year. That's a pretty profitable item, and a lot of money you may have been leaving on the table if you were sending them out for repair. The OEM turbines, I would say probably one has ever been returned for a chuck problem, maybe a couple for bearings that went out in the history of us selling those things. So it's not great that we don't get a warranty on those from Cavo unless they do the work. But when you look at the risk factor, it's pretty much nil. And then now there's an aftermarket turbine available.
One more question, David.
Yeah.
Are you offering jigs for the, like you say, the W&H and all those other ones now, or are those not available?
The W&H, I think you can use, I'll have to confirm with Bud on this, I think you can use that same Cavo triangular shaped drive shaft tool.
Okay.
To disassemble that drive shaft. And, of course, the turbine, you just use your standard repair block to disassemble and reassemble that. So I think the W&H is a real slam dunk. As far as repairing, yeah. I'll get with Bud on that to confirm, but I'm 90%+ sure, Cecil, that same triangular drive shaft jig works.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Any other comments, guys?
Dave, it's Harv.
Yes, Harv.
If the person that asked the question about tracking turbine warranties is still on yet and interested in the way I do it, when I receive my parts order on the bag, I will just write the invoice number that it was on, 84196 or whatever. And then when I install it on the handpiece on my invoice in QuickBooks, I will enter both the turbine serial number / the invoice number. And then when it comes back for repair, all I got to do is in a little search field, I just punch that serial number in, and boom, up it comes. I can tell exactly which invoice and what all I did to that handpiece as to whether it's still under warranty or not. And if it's under warranty right there, I have which invoice I purchased it on.
That's cool. And you guys worked up an Excel sheet so you could find these things easily instead of some of us having to start from scratch. And I've been doing everything by hand for such a long time, but I can see that it would sure help if I had an Excel sheet.
David, I do a detailed extract on a monthly basis from QuickBooks and into an Excel spreadsheet, and then I put in the day of the extract and then in a column, and I do a calculation where I work where I calculate the difference in months between the today's date and the date on the invoice, so that I can see exactly when if a customer calls in and wants to look at that, I can bring up that dentist. I can look at his handpieces that I repaired, and I look in that column, and I can see a full history of the first time I saw it and how long ago it was, and then each subsequent time, so I can see since the last time I fixed it, it was 6 months or 8 months or 2 months, and I can know that and then I base my warranty repair on that.
Huh.
So you use the export, you go into the reports, you go in from the reports, you go into, you know, details, sales details, and then you can get
and it's listed there. So
with the serial number and the make and everything.
So there's ways to do it. Obviously, a couple different ways to do it, Cecil. But just probably the main key factor is that you have the date and the serial number from that turbine. Documented on the invoice.
Thank you. You're going to put this recording on the on your sites, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this meeting is being recorded.
Yeah, he's breaking up there a bit, but I needed to maybe listen to this again.
Okay.
Cecil, I'll call you after the program.
Okay, if you want. I'll give you the number, 1-800.
443-0704. 443-0704.
0704.
Okay, guys.
Well, I'm on the road right now, and I'll be back at the office in about 2 hours.
No problem.
Okay, Erwin and Cecil and Tony and Gord and you know, Alex and everybody who participated. Harv, thanks again for that sheet that I did send out to everybody. That's just real easy to follow and flows well. thanks again, everybody. I got a lot of pricing information from you guys, and a couple folks even emailed me during the conference to send me their pricing that hadn't done so. So I got a lot of information here that I'm going to put on an Excel spreadsheet and send to you guys. And probably be a good idea for you to, you know, pick a day in the next week or two to look at it and look at your pricing, see what everybody else is charging, and see if maybe you can raise your price to kind of the current going rate. Hope everybody's doing well, and I thank you guys all for participating and joining the meeting.
Hey.
Talk to you soon, guys.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, David. Appreciate
David.
It.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Hawkins. I guess they're all gone, huh?
Oh, Monty?
No, Jack Hawkins.